If you have your Bibles this morning on this blessed Lord's Day, we just glorify God as we turn to 1 John 4, beginning at verse 11. The Bible says this morning, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Supporting scripture, the 46th Psalm, verses 1 and 10 that you've already heard in your hearing this morning. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." Hebrews 13 and 8, a very familiar passage. "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." We are to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, God is still with me. God is still with me. We've come once again because of the goodness and the mercy and grace of God, not because of any of our merits, not because we have anything to boast or brag about. Sometimes we like to declare and sort of show off and let somebody know I'm saved and I'm sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes we do that even in ways to make people feel little, to make people feel ashamed of their lives. But we ought to be proud that God looked beyond our faults and saw a need to bless our very soul. Anybody in here glad to be blessed by God this morning? We thank God for this another Lord's Day. On this particular day, I glorify the Lord, for if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, glory, hallelujah, I just don't know where I would be this morning. But isn't it a good thing to know that God loves you this morning? God allowed his son to come and to live 33 years and die on Calvary and get up out the grave so that we would have the right to live again. And as we celebrate the death and the resurrection of Christ this morning, as we celebrate by breaking bread together, we can't help but to give God thanks. Because God has been good to all of us. On this great Sunday morning, some 25 years ago on today, around 6 p.m. in the evening, I declared before God and God's people on the first Sunday of December 1980, I said, "Welcome to the first day of the rest of my life." Hallelujah. I thank God for Fowles Chapel this morning for allowing me an opportunity on that particular day to deliver my, what we called at that time, a trial sermon. Now we call it an initial sermon, but it was like you were put on trial. Have the Lord really called you to do anything? And I never shall forget that day, that night before. I could not sleep. I could not eat all day that Sunday. I pondered and I prayed, and I believe for about an hour, Doc had me down here earlier than I needed to be. And for that whole time, I just combed my hair and looked in the mirror, combed my hair, just thank God for what he was about to do. And it was a very moving experience. But I thank God, because if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't have been able to even stand on that day. But because of that same God, I'm yet still standing on today. And I just glorify the Lord for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's a very special day for me. On just a couple of weeks, a few weeks ago, when we celebrated the appreciation service and 25 years in the ministry. I thank God for you and for your goodness and kindness and the wonderful way in which you showed your love towards me. But it was God that has sustained me throughout these 25 years. And this is the day that my journey started to carry the good news of the gospel. And there's something about carrying the gospel a lot of times, and especially early in the ministry, I just didn't quite understand. But I still stood anyway, knowing that the Lord God would make a way somehow. And I don't know whether you remember, I thank God, we know we've progressed in 25 years. Back 25 years ago, we didn't have videos and all of that. But I remember my very good friend, Reverend Harvey Lanier, that took the time out to bring his tape recorder, and he taped my initial message, and I got those tapes somewhere. I can't find them, but I got them somewhere because I held on to them. And my theme for that day on my initial sermon was God is. And that's why I'm here to declare again today that God is still with me. That's the way that he was 25 years ago. And you know, there was a time that in my ministry, I listened to those tapes, and God knows I tried to preach every scripture I ever read. I just didn't realize how long I stayed on the floor. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I thank God, because when you use a theme, God is, it's so broad, because there's so many things that you can attach to that. Think about your own lives this morning, how many times God has delivered you and kept you. And you can say this morning yourself that God is my all in all. God is this. God is that. God ought to be something to you this morning. Anybody in here know God to be the everything that they need him to be? Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm glad to be able to say that he's never left me, neither have he forsaken me. God has done great things in my life. God has lifted up my ministry. And I must say the words of the psalm, please be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. Hallelujah. Anybody in here, if you think that you've already arrived, then I'm sorry for you. I want to get some more of God's grace. I want to get some more wisdom. I want to get some more love. I want to get some more of those things that God wants us to have for one another. And if we have love one for another, I believe that we would be blessed by the Almighty God. I'm reminded of a song that said, "Do you know how good God is?" And you got to know that for yourself. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about God has been good to me. You hear people testify about how the Lord healed my body and how the Lord picked me up when I was going through, how he opened up doors that had been closed in my face. Do you know how good God is? Think about your life this morning. You are nothing but a wretch undone. All of us are sinners. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when we think about how good God is, God loves us so much that he allowed his son to be born. And after being born, he allowed him to die so that we would have the right to the tree of life. You see, God has done some mighty good things in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I get excited about what God has done for me. Anybody in here know that God has done anything for you in your life? Anybody know that God has been your God? God has been your protector. God has been your keeper. You ought to show some kind of sign this morning that you love the Lord thy God. When I think about 25 years of running up and down the road, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus, I can't help but to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's a mighty good God this morning. And as we prepare ourselves for all of the festivities of the holiday season, which we should be thankful already. We just enjoyed such a wonderful Thanksgiving last week, and God blessed us to eat all we could eat, and God is still blessing us. We ate all we could eat last night, and God is going to bless us with old Charlie's this afternoon. Hallelujah. Somebody's in the kitchen right now preparing that steak for somebody, that chicken for somebody. But right now, I got some food that's not going to give you indigestion. I got some food that's not going to run you to the bathroom. I got some food that'll stay with you. And whenever you get a little hungry, when you get a little weary, you can just reach down on the inside of your soul and say, I'll be all right. Anybody ever been hungry and after you thought about how good God had been to you, you forgot all about how hungry you was? See, sometimes we get caught up in habit. We got a habit of eating. We like to eat at a particular time, but every now and then we're not able to eat at that particular time. But isn't it good that we got a resource? That we got something that'll hold us over. Somebody know what I'm talking about in the house this morning. We got to thank God that Jesus Christ was born as the Savior of the world. When we began to think about it, you know, I had some folk at work that asked me, are y'all having church Christmas? Don't nobody else ask me that in here. What kind of sense does that make? Christmas, as I know it, is supposed to be about Jesus. So being that it is on the Lord's Day, and every day is the Lord's Day, but being that it's on the day that's been set aside to worship him, to lift him up, that's a good time to come out. Hallelujah. You're going to be broke. You ain't going to have nothing else. You still got Jesus. Bring your broke self on in here. Tell Lord, I thank you for what little bit I was able to get. And maybe after a while I'll be able to get something else. But if I don't have nothing, I still got Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Looking for a box wrapped up. You look in your heart. It's already been wrapped. When we make the statement God is, there are so many different things that we can attach to that. But we must understand this morning that there are yet some people that just don't know who God is. Heard about God, but they don't know who God is. Some of us act like sometimes we done forgot who God is. Sometimes we act like God owes us something. But we got to understand that everything we got belongs to the Lord. We got people this morning that need to understand that it was God. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So we got to understand this morning that God is everything that we need. God is the creator and sustainer of the universe, who has provided humankind with the revelation of himself through the natural world and through his son, Jesus Christ. In the beginning, when God made the heavens and the earth, God on that first day when he made light, and then on the second day, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made what we call heaven. On the third day, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And the dry land God called the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. On the fourth day, the sun, the moon, and the stars became visible because God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for a sign and for seasons and for days and for years. So God made the things that make time revolve around itself. On the fifth day, God made the animal life, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life, and the fowls that may fly above the earth, and open up the firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and everything that created was able to move. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. On the sixth day, God said, make the beasts of the earth after this kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was all good. Hallelujah, Jesus. On that sixth day, when man created and given dominion, God said, let us make a man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. After he created man in his image, the Bible says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So I wonder this morning, do you know who God is? God is the one that made everything. He is the one that even made you from the dust of the ground. And after he made you from the dust of the ground, the Bible says that he breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So in those 6 days of creation, God was constantly working, preparing, and creating things for you and for me. But there came the seventh day. And on that seventh day, God said it was a day of the Sabbath and it was a day to rest. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because that it had been rested from all of his work which God created and made. Isn't it a blessing to know who God is this morning? You know, I have to bring you back to where it all began. If you go to the book of beginnings, you find all those words that I just read to you. God is everything that we need. One of the most important things is to understand that there are many different names that we have for God. We call him God. Some of us call him Jesus. Some of us call him Jehovah. Some of us call him Yahweh. God is the author of life and salvation. He is the infinite and original personal God who is behind everything. God is able to do anything but fail. We got to understand that we serve a God that has everything that we need. Everything in life can be traced back to God. You began to think about how was this invented or how was that made. If you look at all of it and you go all the way back, it's got to go back to God. You can't have anything without having God. There are folks that like to say, I did this and I did that, but you can't do anything without God. I come to tell you this morning that God will make a way out of no way. We like to boast about the God that we serve and whom we love. Some of us like to show how intelligent we are, how well-versed we are in spirituality. Some of us call him Jehovah Jireh, knowing that the Lord will provide. Some of them call him Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner, a mighty for warrior, he'll fight you every battle. Jehovah Shalom is the Lord of our peace. Jehovah Shema is the Lord that he is there. Some of us call him Elohim, who is the King of Kings. Every now and then I like to call him my shepherd, for he is my shepherd this morning. Anybody know God as a shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want anybody to know that if you call on your God, that he'll always be right there. I even know God as a servant this morning because he served me one day, looked at my nasty body and came down and picked me up out the dirt and changed my way of thinking. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That was a time when I didn't have sense enough to say God is a good God, but somewhere along in my life I found out that I didn't make myself and I didn't belong to myself. I belong to somebody else. Don't you know this morning I was bought with a price, and that price was the price of Jesus Christ, the blood that is shed on Calvary. When I eat the bread and I drink the wine, I got something to be thankful about. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody love the Lord this morning? God is an all-powerful God. God will do anything that you need him to do. I heard somebody say, God is love. Anybody love the Lord this morning? Then you better know how to love God. Beloved, if God so loved us, then we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he also dwells in us because he has given us his precious spirit. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now the Bible says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, that God dwelleth in him. So now if you believe in your own heart and in your own mind that there's a God somewhere, it does not matter what your neighbor thinks. It does not matter who talks about you. It does not matter the thing that you've done in your life. But you better remember where your strength comes from. The Bible says we have known and believed that the love that God had to us, that God is love, and that he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. If I don't know God, I don't know love. If I say I got love and I don't have God, then I'm just telling a lie out of my mouth. But I'm glad this morning that I found out who God is.
Anybody in the house this morning, do you know who God is? We got to learn how to love like God loves. We got to know that God will make a way out of no way. We got to know this morning that everybody that say that they love you don't really love you. But I'm glad that God got everything under control. Every now and then in my life, that old devil gets on my track. But I found out that if I got the love of God, that God will be right there. God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. In other words, I don't have to wait on God. See, if I get in trouble, man might take his time, but God will be right on time. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God will do what he said he'd do. Therefore, will we not fear what everybody try to do? There is a river that streams whereof the man shall be glad. The holy place of the tabernacle. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her. And right early in the morning, the heathen may rage, and the kingdom may be moved. But the voice of the Lord has power to melt the earth. The Lord is our host. The Lord of Jacob is our refuge. Come and behold the works of the Lord. I'm glad this morning that I found out that if you really want to know who God is, you got to be still and know that I am God. If you be still, God said, I will be exalted upon the earth. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Somebody in the house this morning have found out that I got to rely on God. I can't trust nobody, but my God, man is out to get you. The enemy wants to rob you. But I found out, if you turn to the 56th Psalm, the Bible said my enemies would daily swallow me up. For they are many that fight up against me. But what time I be afraid, I'll trust in the power of God. In God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day, that old nasty devil wrestle against my word. That thoughts are against me for evil. Some thought I wasn't going to make it. But I'm here today, 25 years later. I'm still trusting. I'm still running. And I'm going to run. I'm going to run and see what the end going to be. I found out when I cry unto the Lord, then my enemy shall turn back. For this I know, the reason I know it, the reason I know it is because God is with me. God will do what I need him to do. My Bible said, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. So I come to tell you that 25 years ago, when I stood right here and I said, God is, I come back today, 25 years later, and I want you to know that God is still with me. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. I've been up and I've been down, but I've never been forsaken. I've done some right and I've done some wrong, but my God, oh, my God, who sits high and looks down low, he blessed me, he blessed me. I don't know about you, but he's blessing me even right now. So I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to run on. And if the God give me strength, 25 more years, I'll stand right here. I might not be able to jump like I'm jumping this morning, but I'll lean on my God. And I know, oh, I know what God can do. God will do what he said he'd do. come on and go with me. God is still with me. God is still by my side. He's still filling me up, still turning me around, still blessing me over and over again. God is. God is still with me. Hallelujah. 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 No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. For what the devil means for evil, God, God bring out for the good. And I'm glad that I know who I belong to. God is the best thing that ever happened to me. God is my all in all. God is a spirit of love. God is a deliverer this morning. God is a savior this morning. God is a bridge across troubled waters. God is a doctor when you get sick. God is everything to me this morning. And he is still with me this morning. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Whew. You just don't know what I've been through. But out of all that I've been through, I can honestly say that I still got my joy. I'm gonna hold out to my joy. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on running for the Lord. Woo! Yes, sir. God is still with me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm his own. He tells me this morning that if I fall, just get back up. Hold your head up. Look up to the hills for where your strength come from. Knowing this morning that your strength comes from the Lord. God is still with me.